Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, with co-host John Doerr. How are you doing? Today
what's
we're going to talk
cuz?
About... What's up, cuz? I'm not your cousin. What are you talking about, buddy? You're my brother.
Fuck off, man.
Eat my shit. You can't beat that one. Anyway, Russian President Vladimir Putin is an asshole, and so is U.S. President Barack Obama. He's an asshole. They're both New World Order evil fucking peon minions, sons of bitches, puppets,
frickin' bastards,
fuck faces. Yeah. And they're about to start this game. This is fucking, it is the worst game ever. It's the game of lies. They're about to start World War III. And what do you think, John?
Pretty much, yeah, that's about it. You got Russia and China, you know, moving in with Iranian soldiers also. It's all coming to a head in Syria, and it's all, you know, playing out just like a script. You know, when you stand back and look at the big picture, you could see what's coming. It's, you know, it's all going to ignite right there, and God help us all, basically, because this is all being done for greed, and it's all a mask for the New World Order. Mm-hmm. It's to bring the world to its knees so it'll beg for a one-world government. And the elites will win, or not. Time will tell. But this is the opening act of World War III, basically.
Right.
Well, maybe the third or fourth act. You know, 9/11, I think, was the real opening act of World War III.
The prologue.
Right. The catalyst, if you will, to get the wheels in motion. But, this is going to get serious eventually because, like I said, it's only going to take, you know, one wrong missile strike to set it all off. And there
you
go.
You
got three of giant world, superpowers there militarily in one country. That, you know, can't be good for anybody.
Especially for the people in Syria.
Right.
And the
outlying areas, Iraq, all of it. It's, you know, the Middle East is about to erupt. You have giant superpowers all, you know, gathering in the same country that's kindling, waiting to be set ablaze.
Right, man.
And, you know, the reports are, the Russians are bringing in military equipment and hardware that's not geared towards ISIS, it's geared towards America.
Right.
You can see it basically where they're standing. They don't give a fuck about it. ISIS is a joke for them. That's just, warm-up hors d'oeuvres for Russia and China. They want us.
Yeah, I hear you. And, it's like mowing the lawn, you know. They're just cutting off the trim stuff right now. And they're going to get into the high grass soon and they'll be like... They're going to mow it all down. And so this is going in tandem with what I've been saying all along. There's Russian troops and Chinese troops already stationed in the United States. So on the world news layer, the media bullshit, fake matrix reality, this is Russia versus the U.S. It's finally happening.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But on the sub-layers, the unseen, widely misunderstood, and the reality is that there's a new world order. They have plans.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of explained it already, but they are affecting their plans in a sequential, logical fashion over time. They've made plans over time for hundreds of years to do this. Is to bring about the New World Order, which is to arrange a one-world government one world currency and one world religion. So we just had the
don't forget the one world military.
Yeah, one world police.
Right.
One world my ass. So the Pope was just here, and you know, saying stupid things like anyone who has a gun is not Christian, and giving his blessing for a one world religion, and going
while the Vatican owns the lion's share of the Beretta Arms Company.
Mm-hmm.
How hypocritical.
Yes, but they have to protect the Pope. I mean, you know, the Pope is so important.
No, sure.
Well, no, I'm not siding with them. I think it is hypocritical. You practice what you preach. You lead by example.
It's just like how he says people should help the poor while he's got, you know, dungeons full of gold and treasures. And doesn't lift a finger to help anybody. Just keeps taking.
And he doesn't even hide it, you know. Like, in the Vatican, the whole place is laced with gold. Everything they touch is gold.
But you should sell everything you have and help, you know, people that are, you know, less well off than you are. Not them.
And yeah, how about that?
Who could
and
really
you know
end world hunger and starvation and poverty around the world? In one fell
swoop.
They can
do it, but they don't want to. What is it they really want, John? What do they really want?
They want it all, James. They want the whole planet. And they're lying right to your face.
And is it evil that wants the planet, or is it
definitely
that we don't understand?
It's greed.
Oh, definitely.
It's psychopathic bloodlines, you know, coddled and reinforced and enhanced over centuries and centuries of inbreeding, you know.
Right.
These people are not normal people, and there's, you know, a whole tight-knit group of these abnormal psychopaths that run the world and have gained all the control of the power and the natural resources and political power and media power and scientific power, all of it. They own all of it.
So they want to end the big game that started eons ago.
Right.
They want total power, total control. And
right. They believe the planet is theirs to rule. And they're doing it covertly. They're taking over the planet. Or they believe they are. That's
where
yet to be determined.
Where would you stand in the argument where someone would say, well, they already own all the planet?
They don't own the planet. They don't own the people's minds and souls, and that's what they're really after. This is what people really don't, you know, understand. Is this isn't about, you know, the planet. It's about you, owning you, every single one of you on the planet. That's what it's really about. It's about owning your soul and your mind and having you totally broken like a farm animal that just does what it's told. That's the ultimate goal. People, you know, put a picture in their head, oh, the planet, you know, they're going to run the planet. No, they're going to run you like a robot. Period. That's what we're talking about here. And people, you know, don't really cease to understand. They think, oh, yeah, you know, they're gonna, so it'll be a one-world government, you know, it ain't gonna affect me, I'll still be the same, you know. So, yeah, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What these fuckers, it's gonna bring down the pike. You ain't seen nothing like it, not even in sci-fi freaking movies. Because they got shit
they
waiting for you, that's, you know, right? So they got, you know, it's the Nazis on steroids, man. Think of that worldwide. Is that fun? You don't think your life's going to be affected by that?
Mm-hmm.
People are out of their fucking mind, man.
And they have this, you know, once they pass the barrier, like, you know, once world wars start, people's lives don't matter anymore. You know, they can
people's
drop bombs on
it. Don't matter to begin with. You know, these
people,
9/11, 3,000 died. Yeah, who cares? You know, they don't care. These people, see, that's why people get these people confused with normal people. Because normal people have a gut reaction of, oh, my God, you know, so many people died. These people have no human emotion at all, and they use that as a weapon against the entire world to control it. This is their secret weapon, their lack of human emotion. That would stop the majority of people from doing the things that these people have been continuously doing for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern. You have to stand back and look at the bigger picture to see the pattern. And the pattern is the pattern of a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the wake of destruction, you know, left in the path of the elites. This is all they do. They leave giant wakes of destruction everywhere they go, everything they touch.
It's like
nobody seems to understand
it. A destruction action, and then the recuperation, and then another one, and another one, and another one.
Right. It's an ongoing cycle of rebuilding and destruction, and that they're profiting off of, and gaining more power off of. Right.
And yeah, the power profit, like if you can call it that, I don't know if there's a word for that, but
they gain power, they profit, so they can gain more and more power, and that tightens their stranglehold on everybody.
So
people need
now,
to see this pattern for what it is and what they do, and who
they
really
do.
Are.
I agree. People,
I mean, people sit there and think that their government cares about them while they're being sprayed with chemtrails. They're killing all of us.
That's right.
This is how stupid people are. But they still have faith in their government while they're flying over spraying you like a cockroach.
Right.
Wake up.
Wake up! let's talk about what we can do as people in terms of a brainstorm. I hope you thought about this, John.
I'm thinking about it as we speak. Mm-hmm. Just people have to speak out. people need to, you know, the worst thing is to stay silent at this point. Because it's only encouraging the evil to keep moving forward. And you think things are bad now. You know, we're literally on the brink of World War III right here. You know, with Syria and Russia and China and America and one little tiny country fighting over, you know, lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why Russia and China are there, because they know it's lies. And they ain't taking it no more.
Do you think Russia is outside of this New World Order agenda, or are they part of it and just lying about it?
I believe it's all structured to be this way. America's going to be made to look like the doofus in this situation, and Russia and the East. Just think about this. All the wealth and everything from North America has been transferred through, you know, these TTP and NAFTA pacts and all this shit.
Right.
All the jobs and all the money have been shipped to the East, to Asia and China. And who's right next to China? Russia. They are going to be the new superpowers.
Okay.
In other words, America is being cut down at the ankles, and this is going to be, you know, the first strike for America. America is going to start getting its ass kicked, is what I predict.
Okay.
That's the way I see it folding out, and then, you know, as America is drawn into conflict and weaken more. This is what they want. They want to kill America. So Russia and China are going to help kill it with Syria. Because I believe this is going to inflate into a greater conflict. And, you know, it's going to be full-on war.
They'll come on mainland USA and they'll start...
Eventually,
it'll be like Red Dawn, you know, like one morning you wake up and there's Russian paratroopers landing at your school and... shooting everybody.
Or it just happens there. You know, nuclear war starts there in Syria. Who knows? You know, who knows how they're going to make a turn, what twists and turns they're going to take us on next. But they'll be interesting.
Okay.
I can guarantee that.
What can you identify what we have been doing so far? Maybe I can. We've done radio shows. I've made movies. You've done a lot of work with me. We've done Google Hangouts. We've posted videos. The message to wake up has been spread around the world. But, you know, you have your naysayers like, nobody can wake up. They're all stupid. Or whatever. You know, like, I always think that there has to be hope to reach above the negativity. But... you know, that's just us. I mean, talking to you, the general audience, you can do this too. You can do whatever you can. Remember, evil doesn't sleep. It works 7 days a week.
24 hours, right? Round the clock.
And, you know, we got to rise to the challenge, and We got to wake our brothers and sisters up all over the world, and by whatever means possible. Now, a word of advice: talking to family and friends who are in the dark is a waste of time for now. If you reach out to meet new people that you've never met before, they don't have prejudice, and you can actually get through to them a message. You know, like the simplest message you can get through is wake up, because that says it all right in a nutshell. It means, you know, snap out of the bullshit reality.
Stop paying attention.
Yeah, fuck. Rise and shine, motherfucker, because we're going to be either slaughtered or we will defeat them. But, I mean, it's there's a number of things to consider, like stop watching TV, stop paying the companies, the corporations that are supporting all this shit, like Coca-Cola.
Right, and feeding you with lies and propaganda to begin with.
Exactly. Like
when a majority of people don't know what's going on because of the media is deceiving them.
Stop playing the game and make it trendy, make it hip, make it cool to stop being a fucking
idiot.
Sorry. Stop being an idiot.
Stop being a sheeple, man.
Yeah, if you can look in the mirror and answer the following questions with yes, I watch TV, I go to fast food restaurants, I like fashion, I like sports and watch TV and sports. You know, any of the regular shit.
Celebrities.
Yeah, fuck Hollywood. If you're playing the stock market, if you're doing anything that is what you think is the real world, it's not. It's everything is geared toward giving more money, more power to the evil.
To the elite.
That's hell-bent on destroying humanity, and don't fucking second-guess that. That's what they're trying to do. And that's,
right.
You know, people could predict this years ago. They're like, Russia and China are going to attack America. It's like, and, you know, nukes aren't out of the question. They've already
absolutely
they've made
not
clear with the fucking destruction of Fukushima. If that's leaking radiation all over the planet, then they don't give a flying fuck if they let loose a few nukes.
No.
So, what do you think, brother?
I think that's well within the realm of possibilities. they didn't build these bombs for nothing. I believe they intended on using them all along. they just had to get the world in position, because this is part of, you know, their end game, to bring world government. They need massive devastation. And, you know, nuclear bombs are, you know, the absolute ticket for that.
Oh, God,
Imagine, you know, they don't have to blow up all of the world, but some of the world. And, you know, imagine, you know, the cries and screams to make it stop after shit like that happens. You know, people
like
will be begging. Like they say in their own writings. You know, they're going to bring
the world
to its knees and beg for one world government. So, you know, you have to go by what they're saying. You know, they tell you their plans right out in front. And, you know, this is their deepest writings and their own words telling you this is what they're going to do. They're going to bring the entire planet to its knees. militarily, you know, war and, you know, exhaust everything. Like Albert Pike wrote, everything's going to be, you know, people are going to be mentally, spiritually, physically exhausted to the point that they're begging for a one world government to make it stop. And this is ultimately what needs to be fought against and undermined and killed.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting yesterday.
Because the solution will be worse than the devastation that the people are coming out of. Because it will be absolute and total control that no one will ever be able to escape from ever again.
For the rest of humanity. And
right.
That's serious.
For the rest of time.
Until the sun goes red giant and picks up above.
Right.
All
this is what we're talking about. And this is what they're talking about. And they ain't playing
games.
They
want it all. They want it now, and they want it forever.
Right.
And you know, this is what the lyricists and music and the subcontext in some TV shows and in some movies They've been telling us the truth. They've been telling us what we got to do. And they've also been telling us, once being taken over by the bad guys, it's hard to distinguish what's a good message and what's an evil message. But I guarantee if you listen to Led Zeppelin or, you know, the good old 70s, 80s, 90s, you're probably going to hear in rock and roll for sure the message. It's like, when the time comes, you better be ready because, and that's like, it's right around the fucking corner, I'm telling you. You know, I didn't move out of the country for nothing. And, you know, John, you live in New York City and you're aware of the potential. Like, New York is the biggest city in the world in terms of, you know, number one target, I'd say. And all this talk of the zombie apocalypse with the bad guys injecting this in the social consciousness with those TV shows, those series.
Yeah, movies and stuff.
Yeah, they're preparing people to accept being a fucking zombie, and to not even want to try.
To fight against it.
Yeah, because I mean, once you're in a city and there's zombies, and what are zombies? They're people that are starving, that haven't slept because there's no security and there's no food and there's no transportation. All the cars will be piled up everywhere. You won't be able to easily get out. I mean, this is when the shit really does hit the fan. And it's not far off. I mean, you got to understand that the president of the United States is just a puppet asshole. So everybody in government is on the same fucking team. It's Team Evil. They're fucking you all up the ass. And this goes for me and my country and in France and Germany and Spain. You know, every country that's called a Western country is sort of modeled on the same principles.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, all you have to do is look at what a cock Cameron is when he says shit like, if you say anything about 9/11, then you're considered a...
A terrorist.
I didn't say terrorist, but it was pretty close to it. And people like my prime minister in Canada, if they ass kiss Israel, it's a definite that they're fucking part of it. Because Israel's a major player in all this. Why don't you talk about Greater Israel?
Greater Israel was written about a while ago. And it's being brought to fruition right in front of all of us. Iraq being invaded, now Syria, where else? Jordan, the whole areas, all the countries surrounding Israel basically being invaded systematically. And these countries, their intention is to be cleared out. To expand Israel into a greater, larger country, state. But now the Chinese and the Russians basically stepping in and stopping that from happening in Syria because these are basically their intentions are to bring down Assad, the regime in Syria, and install their puppet, you know, people as president, as the new regime that will be basically bent over the table for Israel to manipulate. And, you know, in other words, once Syria especially is taken over in Iraq, Israel wants to expand its territories, you know, and also all these, you know, natural resources, all the oil, minerals and stuff in the ground. Forget, I mean, you know, and these countries are being systematically wiped out. The people are being, you know, driven out of the countries. Right, slaughtered and driven out as this giant refugee crisis, you know, ultimately shows you these people being driven out of these areas in droves for a reason, because they want to take over the actual physical land. and, you know, tack it on to Israel's, you know, square footage, basically. And ultimately, this is being done because their plan is for the one world government to be headquartered there, right there in Israel and the surrounding areas. And that's why these countries are being cleared out. And the false war on terror was contrived, starting with 9/11. And, you know, the other, you know, like Oklahoma City bombing and the first Twin Towers bombing in 92, 93.
Yeah.
Was all leading up to that, to 9/11. You could see, once you see, you could see the whole thing unfolding in the direction that they want. Once you go back and look at all these, you know, bombings and setting up the legislation for terrorists, you know, in America and all that stuff, and the 9/11 happening, us invading Afghanistan, and, you know,
right,
like within, I think it's 22 days after 9/11 we invaded Afghanistan. It takes months and months to amass equipment and troops and orchestrate, you know, the whole coalition of countries that invaded Afghanistan, you know. That happened 22 days after 9/11. It's impossible. It was all pre-planned. And fucking people don't wake up to this fact and see it for what it is and break it down and see what these people are really up to. You know? This is taking over the planet.
They preconditioned
no way around
when we were kids to accept the fight of good versus evil.
Right. That's all part of their fucking plan. They make you believe that they're the good guys when they're in fact the evil ones, the aggressors.
Yeah, it's all.
And they have you, they have you supporting evil, believing that it's good.
Right.
That's fucking the bottom line.
It's mental, man. It's fucking fucked
up.
Yeah,
it is. It's a giant mind fuck.
Oh man.
On a global scale.
I sit down and I'm like, I watch an old movie. Like, I don't watch TV, but it. I do now because there's one here, and I just, you know, there's an old movie on. I'm like, those were the days, man. You know, like, no care in the world, you know.
Yeah. But
you know,
this shit was, you know, being planned and moved ahead even in those days when it was, you know, ignorance was bliss back then.
Right.
You know, this plan was well in effect even back then. And
people are
people
so
need
hard
to understand
crack
what they're dealing with. You know, these people have been conspiring this shit for centuries and centuries. And nobody really can come to grips with that. They can't wrap their heads around it and truly believe it and understand, you know, these people have been devoted to this multi-generational. People have, you know, lived and died their entire lives not seeing the end result of what they were working for. That's how dedicated they are to this. You know?
Yeah, like everyone in the military, they join the military and they're brainwashed.
But I'm saying even these elites, you know, have been working at this, you know, this collective goal of theirs, and have lived their entire lives and died without even coming close, knowing that they weren't even close to the end result of what they've been working for, and they still gladly commit their lives to this agenda. This is what we're up against.
It's once you feel belonging to a group, you're there. It's said that, like, even the captain of the Titanic was one of these guys, and he deliberately has a. Anyway, like, there's more to that, but that they will give their lives to the cause.
This cause. Yep.
And
the agenda.
They think it's noble, but you know, what about us, the people? We're not inanimate objects. We're human beings.
Right. Well, to them we are. To them,
I know. That's
you know, we're just
hate.
Farm
like,
animals. We're no
yeah,
different.
We're
just livestock
cattle.
To them.
And there's good
literally
cattle and mid cattle and bad cattle, and you know, like, you know, what was absolutely gut wrenching was to see that the statue of Baphomet made it to Detroit, and there was a huge lineup to go see it.
Right.
Of all these people that love Satan. But those are the people that are, like, bottom
feeders.
They're
dupes, too.
They're like,
yeah, they're dupes.
Yeah, there's allegiance to Satan isn't going to save your ass. You got to understand that. It's like, only the, like you say, like, it makes logical sense. If you're in the bloodlines, you're
right.
You have protection, but
right.
Anybody else is in
you're
for
fair
it.
Game, man.
And
they want you dead.
So,